أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البدحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. وقال أيضا: ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد.
As I promised you, tonight's madras is related to the last leg of our series of lectures. We were talking about the seven doors that lead us to the hellfire, and we need to remember the fact that the straight path which we are commanded by Allah to ask Him minimum 10 times as wajib daily from Allah, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, minimum 10 times daily. The same straight path that we are commanded by Allah to ask Him minimum 10 times daily to guide us on the straight path. This straight path is something which requires to be understood precisely and correctly. And how my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafizahullah was saying in his tafsir that Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, yek rahe zamini ya yek rahe asmani nist. Sirat al-Mustaqim yek rahis ke az durun insan migzarad. Straight path is not a worldly track or path, nor it is a heavenly path crossing through the heaven. Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, is actually a path which is crossing from the inside of a human being. And this has to be understood. Sirat-e Mustaqim ye kara hai zameen e aasmani ye koi zameen e aasmani rasta nahi hai ki zameen ke fana kone se aasman ke fana goshe se guzar raha hai ye insaan ke andaroon ke andar se guzarne wala rasta hai. This straight path that we have heard so much, like I indicated in one of my speeches during those 10 days, that the straight path is ahaddu min as-saif, sharper than the edge of the sword, adlamu min al-layl, darker than the night, and adaqqu min ash-sha'r, thinner than the hair. Baal se zyada bareek, talwar ki dhaar se zyada tez, aur laal raat ke andhere se bhi raat se zyada tareek. Ye jo sirat-e-mustaqim ka rasta hai, this kind of straight path with these specifications is actually the same straight path which would appear on the day of judgment for each and every single human being. It would appear on the day of judgment, and the same thin and sharp and dark straight path of unique specifications is will be crossing through the hellfire openly in front of the eyes of everybody. Yehi seedha rasta jo ke in sifat ka hamil hai jo abhi aapki khidmat mein pesh ki gayi, roze qiyamah wazeh aur aashkar ho jayega har insaan pe ki yehi seedha rasta jahannam ke andar se guzar raha hoga. आंखों से देख लेंगे इस जैसे रास्ते को जहन्नम के वसत से गुजरते हुए. And I always say in my speeches and repeat in my speeches that Day of Judgment has more than 100 names in Islam, and one of those more than 100 names is Yawmul Duhur. हकायक के आश्कार होने का दिन है, when things and realities would appear upon us. The realities were already apparent and zahir upon those who have the ma'rifat and irfan of Allah. Ma'rifat of Allah and ma'rifat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Haqaiq are not hidden from them, but it was hidden for us. We were blocked away because of the hijabat and curtains of sins. We were the ones who were isolated. Those who had the ma'rifat, they were never isolated from the realities. So we couldn't see on the Day of Judgment. It would appear on us that the same straight path that we were supposed to tread back then in the life of dunya and to reach the paradise and achieve eternal success, the same straight path back then in the life of dunya was also crossing through the hellfire, but we did not see. Now it would appear on the Day of Judgment when everybody would be seeing, because everybody has to cross over the same kind of bridge which is crossing through the hellfire. अब तो गुजरना पड़ेगा तो अब तो देख ही लेंगे, अब कौन सी शक की गुंजाइश बाकी बचेगी, अब सारी कायनात सारी इंसानियत को गुजरना पड़ेगा. Whether we are part of, we are one of the prophets, or whether a human is a prophet or a messenger or an imam or a shaheed or a siddiq or a muttaqi person or one of the salihin, or he is one of the fasiqin and talihin and murtad or munafiq or mushrik or kafir, really doesn't matter. Everybody has to cross over the straight path. Now there are different speeds mentioned in the hadith, which I will not go in those details of that long hadith. What are the speeds mentioned? Which category of human beings are going to cross the same bridge with what speed? Some will be crossing the same bridge with the flash, the speed of the flash of a lightning, and some would be crossing like you, just like you ride the horse, somebody would just, like you're running, somebody would be walking, and somebody would just tumble down. You know, maybe some people are walking and they will fall down, and again stand up and again fall down. And some people, this same flames of the hellfire, which are all around the straight path, are going to take revenge from all the hukukun nas and all the wrongs that we have committed towards the people, the flame would come and grab a piece from our flesh and our existence and take away the revenge for what we tried to escape. So when we do the wudu, don't we pray? It's a mustahab to pray those du'as mentioned during the wudu. That's mentioned in the hadith of Amir Mu'mini Islam. That's not the subject of my speech to elaborate on that, but just an ishara, an indication. Imam Ali Islam in his detailed hadith talked about du'as. Pani ke nazar pade to ye du'a par ho. Alhamdulillah, lati ja'al al-ma'a tahura wa lam yaj'al najisa. Theek hai na? Uske baad haath dhoye. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Every dua, haath dhone waqt kulli karne ki, naak pe pani dalne ki, chehre pe pani dalne, Allahumma bayyid wadhi yawma taswaddu fihi wujub wa la tusawwid wajhi yawma tabyadu fihi, and so on and so forth. Every single action of the wudu has a dua mentioned in the hadith of Imam. And when you read the dua on the right hand, and oh my Lord, Allahumma a'tini kitabi bi yameeni. That's not the one. When you pour the water on the left hand, you read the dua which Imam Ali mentioned in the hadith. Allahumma la tu'tini kitabi bi shimali. Oh my Lord, don't deliver my book of deeds into my left hand. When you are pouring water for wudu, it is mustahab to read this dua of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. Oh my Lord, don't deliver my book of deeds into the left hand. وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِي. And don't make my book of deeds hanging in my neck. وَجَنِّفْنِي. And keep me away. مِن مُقَتِّعَاتِ النِّيرَانِ. Aag ki wo shole ke jo jism ko qat'a piece kar denge, tukre kar denge, un sholon se bacha ke rakh mujhe. So now you understand that every time we have been reminded by Imam Ali Rasulullah to read this dua, so you don't end up into that scenario. So don't complain tomorrow nobody told me. That's why I always say in my speeches, there's no gray area in Islam. Everything has been told, black and white. If we don't know, let's not blame our ignorance on the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. They did their job perfectly. If you don't know, that's your problem. So don't say Islam has a gray area. Islam is black and white. They didn't do any khiyanat in telling the teachings of Allah to us and transferring the divine amanat to us. They transferred the amanat perfectly. We need to learn. We need to improve from the cradle to the grave. So what I was saying, brothers and sisters, as people will be crossing through the bridge of Sirat, which is actually crossing through the hellfire even right now, but we fail to see because of the hijabat and curtains of the sins. It would appear on everyone on the Day of Judgment that the same straight path was crossing through the hellfire. Everybody is now going to see it. Visually, obviously, there's no room for inkar and denial now. And this hellfire is going to take the revenge of all the different hukukun nas. Kisi ke saath zulm kiya, aage bad gaye, istighfar bhi nahi ki, maazrat khai bhi nahi ki, tauba bhi nahi ki. Theek hai na? Koi poochne wala nahi, hum to ye samajh rahe the kainat to we are dumb and deaf and idle hai, hum kuch bhi karke guzar jaye, hame kaun poochne wala hai? Hamare urfa kya kehte hain? Look at what our urfa say. How can we commit a sin when everything around us is looking at us with their eyes wide open? The walls, the ceilings, the plants, the water, the birds, the animals, the clouds, the air, the angels, everything is a shahid and witness assigned by Allah, watching us and our actions with their eyes wide open. Perspective of ma'rifat and ilmul irfan, everything is already watching you. But if we turn our eyes blind to all those uncountable realities around us, and we think we can go and do any sin and we can just run away with that sin, and nothing is going to be, coming in our way, no harm coming in our way. But that, all those haqa'iq and all the rest of the haqa'iq would appear on the Day of Judgment. So we call one of those 100+ names of the Day of Judgment, Yawma Tubla Sarair, when the hidden realities would appear. It will appear, not that it will be created. Realities used to exist there, back then in the life of dunya. we fail to realize because of our sins and hijabat and curtains of sins. We fail to realize we were in the darkness. We didn't realize the haqa'iq and realities. It would appear on us on the day of judgment. Roze qiyamat ashkar ho jayega ki ye sab kuch nahi tha. Main to tawajjuh hi nahi di iski taraf. Ye bhi tha. Acha ye bhi ho raha tha us waqt. Main to tawajjuh hi nahi di. Suna nahi na Rasool Ahle Bait ki taleemat aur Quran pe kaan nahi dhara. Apni manmani karte rahe freedom ke naam pe karte ho. You know, we used to follow wishes and desires, women's rights, human rights, whatever label you assign, doesn't matter. So, what I was saying is that it's Allah has commanded all of us minimum 10 times to repeat this ayat, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. It's part of Surah Al-Hamd. You all have to pray 5 times a day. So we repeat Surah Al-Hamd. 10 times minimum is wajib to seek from Allah daily, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. And our Mufassireen say the ni'mat of Allah. Look at what Allah says. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, guide us, you know, to the straight path. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, path of those upon whom you provided your ni'mat. Path of those upon whom you provided your ni'mat. غَيْرِ الْمَطُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, not those upon whom you had your wrath. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, and neither those who are misguided. It's very clear signs for those who are serious to understand. Somebody came to Imam Baqir and said,
why didn't Allah tell everything very, very nice and clear and you know, very obvious in the Holy Quran, so that there's no dispute, there's no controversy about the tafsir and ta'bir of Quran? Imam Baqir said, so that you guys turn to us, Ahlul Bayt.
We need to turn to the Ahlul Bayt to tell the real meanings. Innama ya'rifu al-Quran man kutiba bih. Quran ko to wo jante hain jinko Allah ne mukhatab Quran qarar diya hai. Ahlul Bayt ko peep dikhayenge to phir ye chahenge ki Quran ki sahi tafsir bhi samajh le. Apni manmani bhi chalaye aur Allah ke muti bhi ban jaye.
It's not gonna happen. There are rules and principles. You got to follow the rules. If you violate the rules, you have to pay the price. When you play, you have to pay.
Isn't that right?
You ask for it.
So, what I was saying that our scholars and mufassireen have said the ni'mats of Allah. Because now our discussion has led to the ni'mat. Because Allah has said, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Whose path is this? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, path of those upon whom you provided your ni'mat. So our discussion has arrived to ni'mat, blessing of Allah. So our scholars and mufassireen say ni'mats of Allah are of several kinds. Three kinds, to be very precise. Some of the ni'mat of Allah are ma'navi. Ma'navi and metaphysical blessings of God. Some of the ni'mats of Allah are maddi, material. And some of the ni'mat of Allah are what the people consider to be ni'mat. It's a false ideology. It's kasib, chudi or kasib. Ni'mat ka tasavvur. It's improper, untrue, false ideology and idea about the ni'mat. What are the examples? Mati blessings are uncountable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and all those mati blessings are not considered to be a sign that Allah loves you or Allah hates you. Instead, in some of the cases, it is a sign that Allah hates you. If you fall in the category of mustadrajin, maybe some other time if Allah gives us the opportunity, we can talk about mustadrajin and who they are. So, but for mustadrajin, those people who are under the ghadab and wrath of Allah, those people Allah when they fall in the category of Mustadrajin, Allah starts giving them more and more and more and more of the material blessings. That's the punishment, because so that they forget and become kafil from their fariza and duty towards Allah, because they asked for it, they themselves did not heed to the previous warnings of Allah. So they are selling out their iman for the sake of this dunya. Okay, get it. اسی مال دنیا کی خاطر ایمان بیچتے چلے آ رہے ہیں نا, اللہ اور رسول کی اور اہل بیت کی تعلیمات کو پامال کرتے چلے ہیں, لے لیجیے یہ ایمان, لے لیجیے یہی مبارک ہو آپ کو اور حافظ ہو رہے ہیں, لے لیجیے آپ کیا پڑھ لیں گے, جانے پچھلی کتنی امتیں آئی ہیں وہ ان کو یہ مال مل گیا انہوں نے کیا کر لیا, اللہ کے پیغام کو دبا دیں گے, اللہ کے نور کو خاموش کر دیں گے, آپ بھی دوڑیے مال کے پیچھے, جانے پہلے کتنے دوڑ چکے ہیں ان کا کیا حشر ہوا ہے. So, mati blessings, material blessings are not a sign that Allah loves us. In some of the cases, if we are part of Mustadrajin, it's the sign that Allah hates us. And second of all, material blessings are shared between us and the animals, and the plantations, and the jamadat, nabatat, and jamahaywanat, and jamadat, the immovable existences, like water, like sand, stones and so forth. All those existences around us who are not even put to test, they also share the material blessings with us. That's not a big deal. If we get material blessings, so what? Animals are also receiving that. What's the big deal about it? So this is all material blessings. Yeah, a ni'mat maddi, how we call that, maddi ni'mat. Now that we have the ma'navi blessings of Allah, metaphysical blessings. Ma'anavi blessings are only and only given to those who have iman. The more you elevate your level of iman and faith, Allah will give you further higher level of ma'anavi blessings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ta'yid, ta'yid ghaybi is a ma'anavi blessing. Not everyone receives the ta'yid al-aybi, the support from the divine support from the unseeable world, which is provided to some who deserve it. The nur, nuraniyat, and divine light to the soul, the ma'rifat, yaqeen, taqwa, ikhlas, and so on and so forth, which are also uncountable. Ma'navi blessings are also uncountable. And the biggest of all the ma'navi blessings is certainly the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. This is never given to those who are non-mahram, to the asrarun rububiyyah. Allah ke asrar se, Allah ke محبوب ہستیوں سے جو لوگ نامحرم ہیں ان کو کبھی بھی یہ نعمت نہیں عطا کی جاتی, اس کے قابل ہی نہیں ہے, پہلے اپنے آپ کو اس کے قابل بنانا پڑے گا. And کاذب نعمت, نعمت کاذبہ, the false pretension, some people think that it's a نعمت, it's not true, it's a wrong and false ideology. This is what my teacher was saying, that کاذب نعمت is just like, if there is a war taking place between haq and batil, if somebody says, well, I managed to save my life, alhamdulillah, Allah provided me this blessing and ni'mat, I saved my life. Yeh hai ni'mat kaasib, yeh hai chhooti ni'mat, isko ni'mat mat kehne. Whenever there is a fight going on between haq and batil, and if somebody says, alhamdulillah, Allah protected my life, I was not affected. This kind of ni'mat is not a ni'mat. This is ni'mat-e-kazib. This is a false pretension that you have in your mind. It's not a blessing of Allah. It would be a blessing if you become shaheed on the path of haq, defending haq against batil. Isse kaha jata hai kazib wo chhooti ni'mat. Ni'mats of Allah in this world and in the hereafter, in the akhirat, is categorized from another aspect in two categories, khalis and mashhoor. Can you adjust the mic, please? Khalis and mashhoor. These are the two categories from a different haysiyat, different perspective.
Khalis means pure ni'mat of Allah. And mashub means makhloot. Khalis or amikhta. Pure and mixed.
Please pay attention.
Khalis blessings of Allah belong to muqarrabin only, the close personalities.
Whereas mashub, amikhta, mili hui, mixed blessings of Allah are for regular good people whom we call abrar. Nekukar log, nek kaam karne wale log, abrar.
This is not even the right translation to call to translate the word abrar of Arabic into nekukar, how we say it in Urdu or in Farsi also we translate it the same way. That's not the right translation, because bil is a level, it's a spiritual level. Look at what Quran says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا بِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You would never reach bil unless you do infaq from what you love.
That's why my teacher Ayatollah Jawadi Hafizahullah was saying that if you give away your used up food, your remainder food to a miskeen, a faqir, a poor, destitute person, if you give away your used up dresses, second-hand dresses to a poor person, this is not siratul mustaqim, this is not the straight path.
It's not the straight path that I give up my used up dresses to a poor person. Look at what Quran has said. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ کبھی بھی بر تک نہیں پہنچ سکتے جب تک اپنی محبوب چیزوں میں سے انفاق نہ کرو. جب تک اپنی محبوب اشیاء میں سے انفاق نہ کرو اس وقت تک بر کے درجے تک ہم نہیں پہنچ سکتے. بعبارت دیگر.
So we have to do infaq, we have to give away in the path of Allah from those things that we love. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam used to give sadaqah. He used to give a lot of sadaqah from sugar. كان يتصدق بالسكر. The riwayat says, كان الإمام Sadiq alayhi salam يتصدق بالسكر. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam,
چینی جو ہے بہت صدقے میں دیا کرتے تھے. He used to give sugar a lot as sadaqah and charity. And somebody asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, why are you giving sugar? He said, because I like sugar. So basically, I want to give from the beloved thing of mine, in other words. That's the concept of giving. وہ پھٹے پرانے کپڑے اور پھٹے پرانے صوفے اور پھٹے پرانے پردے اور پچاوا کھانا اٹھا کے فقیر کو دے کر یہ سمجھنا کہ ہم مقام بر تک پہنچ گئے, ہمارا شمار بھی نیکوکاروں میں ہو جائے اللہ کی نگاہ میں,
یہ نہیں ہو سکتا. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. یہ صراط مستقیم نہیں ہے, یہ straight path نہیں ہے. Straight path is that you give from the beloved things of yours. So what I was trying to say, brothers and sisters, is that even the word bir and abrar, a bar person and abrar, which is the plural, is not just, we translate it usually as a regular good doer, but this is not a justice to the translation.
This is not insaf, this is not a proper translation, because bir itself is a very high level.
So what I was saying is that Allah's blessings from another perspective are divided into two categories, khalis and mashub, pure and mixed, khalis or amikhta. Khalis blessings, the pure blessings of Allah belong to the muqarrabin, the close personalities. Whereas the mashub, amikhta, mixed blessings belong to those who are abrar, the good doers, in the real sense of the word. So now look at the Holy Quran, when Quran talks about different drinks in the paradise. يُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. In other words, the people in the paradise will be provided a drink which is mixed, which is the mixed zanjabil. And that mixed zanjabil drink in the paradise has
few drops of the fountain of Salsabil added into it.
Jannat and paradise has several fountains.
So, and you know, some of the fountains are having pure ni'mat and blessings of Allah. Some other fountains have mixed blessings of Allah.
Because paradise has some muqarrabeen
personalities in it, some close personalities of Allah,
whereas some abrar, some regular good doers.
For the close personalities, they will be provided those of the fountains. Un chashmo se unko mashroob-e-bahishti pilai jayegi ke jo khalis honge. Aur aam nek kaale ko kaar logon abrar ko mili hui drink, mili hui mashroob, aamekhta, mixed mushroom peene ko naseeb hogi.
So now we have fountain in paradise called Salsabil.
Salsabil is a very, very high fountain
which belongs to Amir al-Mumin al-Islam.
No one has the right to drink from that fountain except the muqarrabeen, the close personalities,
those who are close to Allah.
So the regular good doers would never, ever, 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 ever have access to Salsabil.
They would be provided what?
Zanjabeel.
Zanjabeel is mashoob. Aamekhta hai. Aamekhta ne'mat hai. Mixed ne'mat hai.
Iske andar Salsabil us mukarrabeen wale chashme ke thode se qatre daal diye gaye.
Itni hi ke aap mustahak hai. Isse zyada kya mustahak nahi hai.
Salsabil is a fountain that belongs to Muqarrabeen. And Zanjabil is a fountain that belongs to regular Abrar. So Abrar will be provided a drink called Zanjabil from that fountain. And that fountain has few drops of Salsabil added into it. You don't deserve more than that. Because throughout your life, back then in the life of dunya, you were so much conservative
in your behavior.
You never ended up becoming Muqarrab of Allah. You were just a regular good doer. That's what you deserve. This is honor, justice.
Now look at another verse of Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about another fountain, you know, where Allah talks about similarly, you know, about kafur. Inna al-abrara yashrabuna. The abrar, the good doers, will drink from a fountain. Kana mizajuha kafura. In a fountain in which there is a mizaj of kafur. That means, in other words, there are few drops of kafur is added for abrar.
Do the regular good doers have the right and access to drink from the fountain of kafur? No way. Kafur is a fountain, another fountain of paradise, which belongs to whom? Muqarrabeen only. The regular good doers will be provided just a drink which has few drops of kafur added into it. So this is a ni'mat which is mashub and amekhta and mixed. It's not pure. Because you don't deserve it. Pure drink of kafur from the fountain of kafur belongs to muqarrabeen and close people only.
Third verse of Holy Quran, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, where Allah says that إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكَ يَنْظُرُونَ. Abrar are in the blessings, sitting on their thrones, looking. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكَ يَنْظُرُونَ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. Surah Al-Mutaffifin, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. You can find on their faces the happiness of blessings. They have received the blessing, so they are now happy, cherishing, celebrating, happy about it. They are happy. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ.
يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. The abrar will be provided a drink which is sealed. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٌ. Sealed with what? It's sealed with musk. मुश्क के जरिए से इसके ऊपर मोहर लगा दी गई है उस ड्रिंक के ऊपर. ऐसा मशरूब अबरार को बहिश्त में पिलाया जाएगा जिस मशरूब के ऊपर एक मोहर लगा दी गई है मुश्क के जरिए से.
युस्कौना من رحيق مختوم. The regular good doers will be provided a drink in the paradise, which is sealed, and it is sealed with musk. And then Allah says that وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. In order to reach that drink, in order to achieve that drink, all the competitors should compete. So when we want to compete with each other about anything, instead of competing what sort of house I can build or what kind of car I can buy or how much world and worldly belongings I can acquire in this world, Allah has given an open challenge to all the humanity, that the entire humanity should compete with each other in order to get this drink. And this drink is the drink which is sealed with musk, given to the Abrar. What is inside the drink? Inside the drink is مزاجه من تسنيم. Few drops of the fountain of تسنيم. تسنيم is another fountain of the paradise, which is the most superior fountain of the paradise. Jannat mein kai sare chashme hain, theek hai na? اور ان تمام کے تمام چشموں میں سب سے افضل چشمے کا نام تسنیم ہے. Fountains, there are abundant fountains in the paradise, and the most superior fountain found inside the paradise is called تسنیم. So this drink which Allah was talking about in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, and then Allah says وَمِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيم. In this drink which will be provided for Abrar, the regular good doers, مِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيم. In other words, few drops of تَسْنِيم fountain will be added into it. So again, the regular good doers and Abrar will never have access to drink from the fountain of تَسْنِيم throughout their life, because they don't deserve it. The drink they will be provided will have few drops of تَسْنِيم added into it only. تَسْنِيم belongs to عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Tasneem is a fountain that from which the muqarrab and close people of Allah will drink. There is no raf'e darajat in paradise. No one can get elevated to a higher level. If once you enter into the paradise, you will never be elevated to any further high level, ever. Because there is no ulwud darajat, there is no elevation of levels inside the paradise. If you want to elevate your levels, you have to elevate it right now. This is the time to elevate your levels in the paradise. Because right now we are either in the hell or in the heaven right now. A person came to Imam Sadiq al-Islam and said, Is'al Allah an yudkhilani al-Jannah. Ask Allah to send me to the paradise. Imam Sadiq al-Islam said,
Antum fil Jannah. Fas'al Allah an la yukhrajakum minha. You are in the paradise. Ask Allah not to take you out of the paradise. He said, Ya Rasulullah, nahnu fi dunya. فرزند رسول ہم تو دنیا میں ہیں, آپ کیسے کہہ رہے ہیں کہ آپ جنت میں ہیں؟ کہ الستم تقرون بولایتنا, don't you guys believe in our ولایت. This is the meaning of paradise. So we are right now either in the hell or in the heaven.
That's a very beautiful but a different discussion, that right now how are we in the paradise or in the hell, maybe some other time, inshallah. So what I was saying, I don't want to go off the subject. What I was saying to you is that the blessings inside the paradise, we were talking about the straight path, but in order to understand the straight path, you have to understand the blessing first, because Allah has said, سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, path of those upon whom you have provided your ni'mat.
You have to understand the blessing. If you don't understand the blessing, you would never understand the straight path.
That's the reason why we started talking about the blessings of Allah.
Blessings of Allah are of two kinds,
three kinds in the beginning, and then I explained you that from another perspective, they are of two kinds. Either they are khalis or they are mashub. Either they are pure or they are mixed. Pure blessings belong to the muqarrabeen, only the close personalities who are close to Allah, whereas the mixed and mashub and amikhta blessings are for those who are the regular good doers. Regular good doers can never, ever, ever get elevated to any higher position, because there is no elevation of levels inside the paradise.
So whatever levels you want to get elevated, this is the time. Otherwise, you will continue to drink the mixed drink inside the paradise, and you would never have access to the pure drinks and pure fountains inside the paradise. Tasneem is the most superior of all the tamam chashmo mein sabse afzal chashme ka naam hai Tasneem. Tasneem ashrafu sharabin fil jannah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, the hadith says that irfa'u aswatikum bis salati alayya fa innaha tadhhabu bin nifaq. मेरे ऊपर जब दुरूद भेजो तो आवाजों को बुलंद करो क्योंकि इससे निफाक दूर होता है. When you send salawat on me, raise your voices. That's how you remove the hypocrisy. Prophet said, Sadaqa Rasulullah, he said the truth. So, it is mustahab in Islam to raise our voice when we say salawat. So what I was telling you is that the blessings are pure and mixed. Pure belong to muqarrabeen and close personalities, whereas the regular mixed blessings belong to the regular good people. Regular good people will never, ever, ever have access to the pure blessings, except few drops added into their drink. Now, how can we, now that we have understood about the classification of ni'mat and the explanation of the ni'mat, to some extent, let's go back to the verse of Holy Quran and try to understand, let's go back to the Holy Quran and try to understand the straight path, what exactly the straight path is. That's our goal. So we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two ways minimum to understand the straight path. One, look at the signs of those who are treading on the straight path. Two, look at the people who are treading the straight path. Signs of the people who are treading the straight path and the people themselves. These are two ways. What are the signs? The Holy Quran himself has said, we don't have a lot of time to discuss a lot of details, but I've just mentioned these two things for now. So Allah talking about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and he has said, Qala Rabbi bima an'amta alayya falan akuna zahiran lil mujrimin. Prophet Musa said to Allah, oh my Lord, now that you have provided your ni'mat to me, I will never be a supporter of the criminals. So if we understand from the light of this verse of Holy Quran that anybody who has received the ma'navi, metaphysical blessing of Allah, if you want to know whether he is on the straight path and Sirat al-Mustaqim or not, you have to look at this sign. Anybody who is supporting a criminal in his life has nothing to do with the straight path. Because Prophet Musa has already said, Qala Rabbi bima an'amta alayya, O my Lord, now that you have given me, in other words, now that you have blessed upon me the blessing, I would never be a supporter of the criminals. Maloom hua ki jis jis ko ye ne'mat naseeb hui, usne wo kabhi bhi mujrimeen ka saath nahi de sakta. All those people who are supporting the criminals have nothing to do with the straight path. This is the sign. Now let's back to the second procedure of understanding the straight path through those who are treading the persons who are treading the straight path. Who are those persons? Allah made clear who are the persons who are on the straight path. The verse of Holy Quran, which I recited in the beginning of my speech, from Surah An-Nisa, where Allah has said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Those who obey Allah and the Messenger, مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ, those who obey the Allah and the Messenger, they are the ones who are with those upon whom Allah provided the blessing.
Who are those? Again, I repeat, those who obey Allah and the Messenger, they are the ones who are with those upon whom Allah provided His blessing. Who are those?
مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the prophets. وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, the siddiqeen, the shuhada, the martyrs, and salihin. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and what good a company they are.
And that's the reason, our scholars say, if you want to be with the nabiyeen and with the siddiqeen and with the shuhada and salihin on the day of judgment, you have to be with these people right now in the life of dunya, because a rafiq summa tariq, you have to take the companions first before treading the path.
Isn't that right? You don't take the companions after you have already tread the path. It's not going to happen.
I already told you that principle from the knowledge of ma'rifat in one of my previous speeches, where I said that in the mawta ala wazdil hayat, that death is always in the same format like your life. فَكَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُبْعَثُونَ. I told you, the way you live, the same way you're going to die, and the way you die, the same way you're going to be resurrected. So if we want to be with the prophets, and with the siddiqeen, and with the shuhada, and with the salihin, who are on the straight path, then we have to be with them right now in this world, and that's how we'll be resurrected with them in the zumrah, in the company of the same four categories of people who are on the straight path.
So we understand that who are on the sirat al-mustaqim, the nabiyyin, and the siddiqeen, and the shuhada, and salihin. So my teacher was saying, no one can become a nabi.
No one can become a masoom imam.
No one can be like the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt. It's already clear. So the door of Nubuwwat is already shut.
But my teacher was saying that the door of Sidq and Shuhud and Salah, becoming one of the Siddiqeen, becoming one of the Shuhada, becoming one of the Salihin, it's still open. We all can be part of the Siddiqeen. We can all be part of the Shuhada. We can all be part of the Salihin. No one can be one of the Prophets or one of the Masoom Imams.
So we can all be one of those Siddiqeen and Shuhada and Salihin. This is what is required from all of us. And Quran has mentioned a three-stage process for treading the straight path. And then I'm coming to the end of my speech. Quran has mentioned a three-stage process. Once you have determined that who are on the straight path, and what would be your sign if you are on the straight path, then you would never be supporting the criminals. And who are on the straight path are the Prophets, the Nabiyeen and Siddiqeen and Shuhada and Salihin are on the straight path.
This is already now clear. And now that we have understood, now how to tread the straight path. Kaise chala jaye? Ye salika bhi Quran ne sikha diya. Quran has informed us a three-stage process how to walk on the straight path, how to tread the straight path.
The first step, my teacher was saying, the first step is sur'at. Be quick.
Don't delay. Time is running out. Death is getting closer every step of the way. Every breath that we are taking is taking us closer to death. So we have to speed up the process. Don't delay. Take the ignorance out from our life. Learn our duty and start following the straight path. Sur'at,
that means making haste in starting to follow the straight path.
Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Quran has said, make haste towards the maghfirat of your Lord.
Step number two, after sur'at, step number two is sabqat. Take a lead. Fastabiqul khairat. Because Quran has said, take a lead in the good deeds. We have to take a lead, in other words, for the good deeds. So, sabqat is the step number one. When you start following the straight path, then you have to take a lead on all those rest of the mu'mineens who are also following the straight path. Try to take a lead over them.
Baaz log hote hain na, koi nek kaam kiya ja raha tha, nahi wo fana saaf kar denge, theek hai, ye microphone utha ke leke aa rahe, wo utha ke le aayenge, koi bhi nek kaam hai dusre saaf kar denge. Khair kaam mein kabhi bhi dusre ko apne pe sabqat mat lene de. قرآن کی کانسیپٹ کو سمجھانی ہے لوگوں نے. قرآن نے کیا کہا ہے؟ صراط مستقیم پہ چلنے کا ڈھنگ کیا ہے؟ فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, خیرات میں سبقت دو ایک دوسرے کے اوپر. خیرات میں آپ دوسرے کی طرف رجوع کروا رہے ہیں,
asking others to take a lead over you? What did you understand from the straight path?
So, لا يقولن أحدكم أن فلانا أولى بفعل الخير مني فيكون والله كذلك.
None of you should say this cousin is more suitable than me to take care of this good deed. It is going to be like this if you say that. If you say that, it will be like this. That's what you deserve. Kabhi bhi nek kaam ke baare mein ye mat kahe, fulana sahab mujhse wo zyada behtar unko karne dijiye. नेक काम में आप पहले खुद शफकत लीजिए. अगर आपने दूसरे के हवाले कर दिया, ऐसा ही होके रहेगा, आप महरूम हो जाएंगे उस मानवी नेमत से. आप किसी के अहल हैं, आपको कदर ही नहीं पता मानवी नेमतों की, आप कदर से नास नहीं है, आप कुफ्र नेमत कर रहे हैं, तो आप इसी के अहल हैं, ऐसा ही हो जाएगा. तो दूसरा लेवल क्या है सिरात मुस्तकीम पे चलने का? लेवल नंबर टू, पॉलिसी नंबर टू फॉर दोज हु आर सीरियस टू ट्रेड ऑन द स्ट्रेट पाथ आफ्टर सुरअत. द सेकंड इज استباق فاستبقوا الخيرات. سبقت لنا. Take a lead over the rest of the people around you who are following the state path. You take a lead over them in the goodness, in the good deeds. And level number three is leadership, imamat. Imamat not in the sense of becoming one of the masumeen. Nobody can become one of the masumeen. Imamat means leadership. Quran has said, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make us imam of the muttaqeen. And my teacher was saying, this dua is the dua of sabiqeen. Ye sirat-e-mustaqeem par dusre momino par sabqat le chukne walon ki dua hai ki Allah se mutalba kar rahe hain. Ab jab ki hum sabqat le hi chuke hain baqi momineen par sirat-e-mustaqeem par chalne ke silsile mein, ab hame baqi momineen ka imam aur rehnuma qarar de. So imamat yani baqi logon ke upar hum, when we take a lead over the rest of the people around us in following the straight path and doing the good deeds, then we deserve to be an imam and leader of the community and the ummah. So, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Imamat is the level number three of following the straight path. Those who would become the leaders of Islamic ummah, who have taken a lead over the rest of the people in following the straight path and the policies of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Surat and Sabqat and Imamat. Remember these three stages for Sirat al-Mustaqeem. It's a very important and very scholarly discussion. I wish I had time to elaborate something more, but we don't have time. So, now that we have learned this much, now what exactly the Sirat al-Mustaqeem is? The Sirat al-Mustaqeem is what is defined by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his hadith. Sirat al-Mustaqeem, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. This is what Allah has said. And Prophet said, يعني an'amta alayhim بولاية Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is the hadith of Rasulullah. يعني an'amta alayhim بولاية Ali ibn Abi Talib. Tafsir al-Safi. उन लोगों का रास्ता है जिन पे तूने अपनी नेमत नाजिल की. कौन सी नेमत नाजिल की? उनको पैसा ज्यादा दे दिया जिनको तूने वलायत अली की मानवी नेमत से नवाज दिया, उनके रास्ते की तरफ हमें हिदायत दे दे.
माय टीचर वाज सेइंग नो वन हैज द राइट टू इंटेंड इन हिज नियत व्हेन ही इज रीडिंग दिस वर्स ऑफ होली कुरान.
No one has the right to intend any maddi ni'mat from this word Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, because that is not what is meant by Allah. Allah did not mean any material ni'mat. You don't have the right to make the niyat of any maddi ni'mat. This is insult of Quran. Ya'ani Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim bi walayati alayhim bi abi talib. Hame ye sikha diya ki hame kin rehnumaon ke peeche chalna hai, किन ताबूतों से परहेज करना है. ये है काम कमाल की बात.
अस्सरातुल मुस्तकीम अमीरुल मुमिनीन अली अलैहि सलातु वस्सलाम. इस अंदर हमने सेवरल हदीस सलातु वस्सलाम दिस इज द मज़मून रिवायत इज द मज़मून रिवायत ऑफ सेवरल हदीस दैट वी हैव. The straight path is nothing but the walayat of Amirul Mu'minin. Imam Ali Islam himself is the straight path.
He himself is the Sirat al-Mustaqeem.
How much do you follow him?
Anta mizanul amal, Prophet said, you are the yardstick and criteria of all the amal.
Ek taraf meri namazein rakhi jayengi, ek taraf malaik kainat ki namazein. Kya mushabihat? Koi mushabihat pai jati? Koi maine follow kiya, ittiba kiya, unke naqshe qadam pe chala. Un jaisa to koi bhi nahi ho sakta, magar koshish to karni hai na unke naqshe qadam pe chalne ki. Ek taraf malaik kainat ke roze hain, ek taraf mere roze hain, ek taraf unka haj hai, ek taraf mera haj hai. हज पे जा रहे हैं तब्बू बन के और खेमों के अंदर घुस के बैठे हुए परात अज मुशरिकीन का जुलूस में उसके जुलूस में शिरकत नहीं की 50 हज करके वापस आ गए इमाम जमाना के दुश्मन से परात अंजाम ही क्या फहमे दीन है क्या फहमे इस्लाम है कुर्बान जाए लोगों की अकलों पर और मारिफत दीन पर क्या कहा था मरहूम इमाम खुमैनी रिज़वानुल्लाह अलैह ने बिदून बरात हज मा हज नहीं برات مشرکین سے برات کیے بغیر ہمارا حج حج ہی نہیں ہے سورہ برات جسے ہم سورہ توبہ کہتے ہیں جس کے شروع میں بسم اللہ نہیں ہے مولا کائنات نے حضرت ابوبکر سے واپس لیا پیغمبر اکرم نے مولا کائنات کے حوالے کی حج کے موقع پہ اللہ کے حکم پہ رسول کے حکم پہ مولا کائنات نے یہی سورہ برات مشرکین مکہ کے سامنے پڑھ کے اللہ اور رسول کی برات کا اعلان کیا کہ نہیں کیا سنت علی تھی نا جس کو زندہ کیا امام خمینی نے اسی لیے ان کا ذکر کرتے ہیں اور کرتے رہیں گے انشاءاللہ حج پہ جا رہے ہیں اور بغیر برات کیے واپس آ گئے کیا سمجھا ہے مولا کائنات کی سیرت کو
صراط مستقیم کی قدر پہچانی ہوتی تو پھر مجرموں سے برات کرنے کا ڈھنگ آیا ہوتا نا رب قال رب بما انعمت علی جناب موسیٰ نے کیا فرمایا تھا وائلہ تو نے جب مجھے پر نعمت نازل کی اب میں کبھی میں مجرموں کا ساتھ نہیں دے سکتا مجرموں کی حمایت نہیں کر سکتا ان کی کچھ پناہی نہیں کر سکتا جب جناب موسیٰ کو حکم ہوا حضرت خضر علیہ السلام کے پاس جانے کا تو سب سے پہلی چیز تو جناب
when حضرت موسیٰ was commanded by Allah to go and see حضرت خضر علیہ السلام who had much more knowledge than حضرت موسیٰ the first thing حدیث tells us that حضرت خضر taught Hazrat Musa was the masaib of Imam Hussain alayhi
salam. Do we really cherish about the walayat of Ahlul Bayt? It will actions speak louder. Our actions will reveal. So we find that when in the occasion on the day of Ashura, عاشور کی شام جناب فضہ نے آ کے شہزادی زینب سے عرض کی کہ آپ کے لیے ایک بڑی خبر لے کے آئی ہوں شہزادی نے فرمایا کہ اب بھیا کے قتل کے بعد کوئی خبر میرے لیے بڑی خبر نہیں رہی کہا بی بی اب مولا کے جنازے کو سم اسبا سے پامال کرنے کی تیاریاں ہو گھوڑوں کے سموں تلے امام حسین کے لاشے کو پامال کرنے کی تیاری ہو رہی ہے سعید ابن طاووس نے لکھا فقام عشرۃ فوارس 10 گھوڑوں کو تیار کیا گیا کہ امام مظلوم کے جنازے کو پامال کیا جائے مختلف شہداء کے قبیلے والے اپنے اپنے شہید کے جنازے کو لے گئے مگر چونکہ امام حسین کے کوئی قبیلے والا موجود نہیں جو امام حسین کے جنازے کا خیال رکھے تو شہید الشہداء کا جنازہ اب گھوڑوں کے سموں تلے پامال کیا جائے گا نہ جانے شہزادی زینب کے دل پہ کیا گزری ہوگی جب شہزادی نے یہ دیکھا ہوگا اور رضاداروں پھر وہ وقت بھی آیا کہ جب کربلا سے روانہ ہونا چاہ رہے ہیں اب شہزادی زینب ہے جو ایک ایک کر کے ساری بیویوں کو تیار کو سوار کر رہی ہیں ماں کی کنیز فضا کو بھی سوار کیا میرے مولا میرے بیمار امام سجاد کو بھی سوار کیا آخر وقت میں اکیہ کو تنہا کھڑی ہے زینب کربلا کے میدان میں اکیلی کھڑی ہے کبھی پشت ناقہ کی بلندی کو دیکھتی ہے کبھی اپنی عاجزی اور ضعف کی طرف توجہ ہوتی ہے
किसी को नहीं पुकारा मगर अबुल फजल अब्बास को, भैया अब्बास को पुकारा। किस शान से ज़ैनब को सवार कराया था ना मदीने से चलते वहां, किस शान से सवार कराया था शहजादी ने भैया अब्बास को पुकारा। किस तरीके से शहजादी सवार हुई खुदा जानता है। अजादारों जब ये काफिला करबला से शहर कूफा में वारिद होता है, अब कूफे की खवातीन ने सदके की खजूरें तकसीम करना शुरू की। जनाब उम्मे कुलसूम ने क्या फरमाया, इन्ना सदकता अलैना मुहर्रमतुन, सदका तो हम पर हराम है, सदका हम पे हराम है, ये एक मर्तबा फरमाया। उम्मे हबीबा आगे बढ़ती है, इमाम हुसैन के घर में कनीज हुआ करती थी ना, आगे बढ़ी, पहचाना नहीं शहजादी ज़ैनब को, पहचाना तो नहीं शहजादी उम्मे कुलसूम को, आगे बढ़ के कहती है, बीबी जब मेरी खजूरें है ना वो सदके की नहीं है, मैंने तो नजर मानी थी। शहजादी ज़ैनब ने पूछा तुम्हारी नजर क्या थी, कहती है उम्मे हबीबा मेरी नजर थी कि अल्लाह मुझे मेरे मौला हुसैन की ज़ियारत नसीब करे। शहजादी ने सुनना था, कहा तेरी नजर को अल्लाह ने कबूल किया, कहा मेरी नजर थी कि अल्लाह मुझे हुसैन और ज़ैनब की ज़ियारत नसीब करे। कहा शहजादी ने अल्लाह ने तेरी नजर को कबूल किया, अब ज़ैनब खुद चल के तेरे शहर में आ गई। ये सुनना था, अब मैं हबीबा चाहने वाली है ना, घबरा गई, अरे कहाँ है मेरी शहजादी, कहाँ कब आई वो, मुझे तो खबर नहीं हुई। कहा एक मर्तबा रिवायत में है शहजादी ज़ैनब कहती है अगर तू देखेगी ज़ैनब को तो पहचान देगी। कहा कैसे नहीं पहचानूंगी, वो तो मेरी शहजादी है, अरे वो तो मेरी आकाजादी है। रिवायत में फिक्रा है शहजादी ने एक मर्तबा उम्मे हबीबा की तरफ देखा, कहा मैं ही वो ज़ैनब हूँ। जाहिर है कि उम्मे हबीबा को हक है कि शहजादी ज़ैनब को ना पहचाने। कब ज़ैनब को बेमकना चादर देखा था, कब ज़ैनब को इस कैफियत में रसन बसना देखा था, कब ज़ैनब को सरे बाजार देखा था। कहा कि अभी भी यकीन नहीं आया उम्मे हबीबा को, कहती है अरे मेरी ज़ैनब की तो एक अलामत हुआ करती थी, वो कभी भी अपने भैया हुसैन से जुदा नहीं होती, कभी अपने भैया हुसैन का साथ नहीं छोड़ा। ये सुना तो शहजादी ने एक मर्तबा इमाम हुसैन के कटे हुए सर नोके नेजा पे सर की तरफ इशारा किया, ज़ैनब अभी भी भैया से जुदा नहीं हुई, वो हुसैन का सर है।
سيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إلهي بحق الصحراء وأبيها وبعدها وغنيها والسر المستودع فيها، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين، اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين نصيب الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين، اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين، اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.